you to death. I don't know.
You get my point? The wild animals can be tamed to be under authority. We're basically wild beasts in our sinful nature, doing what we want when we want. And the meek is under the control of the master. John 12, 49, 50 says this, Jesus speaking, "For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. Whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." If Jesus said that, why not us? If that's what Jesus said, only the Father, he tells me what to say, I say it. He tells me where to go, I go. Under complete meekness and submission to the Father. Jesus said, Paul said about Jesus in Philippians 2, who in the very nature was God, but did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. I'm not God and I know it. I'm submitted to him. Whatever he says, that's what I'll do. You can't break someone who's already willingly broken. You can't fight someone who won't fight with you. You can't argue with someone who won't argue. You can't affect someone who won't react. Because that person is under the control, under the submission of the master. Finally, this person is not disappointed. Disappointments just suck the life out of you. The reason you can't be disappointed is because you don't have an agenda. The agenda is God's. And he will lead you. He will guide you. Romans chapter 5, 3-5 says this. Not only so, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Get it? And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts. So when you're going through the sufferings, the trials, the stuff, you persevere, you develop, you get hope. Hope doesn't disappoint you because God's pouring his love into our hearts. The road to a life free of disappointment is meekness. It's living in that place of, God, you're in control. You're the one who's my guide. You're the voice I listen to. You're the one that I follow. And when I do that, even through hard times, I will not be disappointed because you're pouring your love into my life. That's what God does. He'll be the anchor to your soul. Disappointments come when God takes you in a different direction than you planned. How many hate it when your plans get interrupted? You hate that. I hate that. I was going this way and somebody cuts in and now my plan is messed up. When we're guiding ourselves, when we're leading our own lives, just be ready. God loves you so much, he's going to interrupt your plans. The reason he's going to interrupt your plans, because we already read from Proverbs, man thinks he knows the way, but that way leads to death. A loving father will interrupt your plans to keep you from doing something dumb. But we get mad at him for interrupting our plans. What kind of sense does that make? And God's way is not always a straight line. We think the quickest way and the best way is a straight line that's between two points, right? You learn that in math class. Shortest distance is from point to point. How many of you know that God didn't do that? Because God isn't necessarily interested in the result, although he is. He's interested in how we get there. And when I want to go from here to here, boom, done. Or I want to go from here to here. That makes sense to me. I want to go Star Trek, beam me up. For the older people, that was a TV show back in the day. Before Star Wars, they had little guns that, anyway. Boom, I want to go from here, I want to go to here. That's what I want to do. Anybody with me? Easy. God says, you're going to go here, then you're going to go here. Then you're going to go here. I wish I could moonwalk. That would have been really cool right there. Then you're going to go here, then you're going to go here, and then you're going to go here. And you're going, God, where are you going? What are you, anybody been there? What are you doing? I wanted to go here. Now I'm disappointed because that's where I wanted to go. God said, but I didn't want you to go there. Or I wanted you to go there, but not stay there. Because it's not there yet. But then he takes you here. And then he takes you here. And then he takes you here. And ultimately, you do get here. And when you get there, what happens is you're the person you were supposed to be when you got there. Because that's what God's dealing with. If you just go from here to here, you're not the person you're supposed to be. Why did David get chased around for 16 years after he was already anointed king? Because he wasn't the person that could be king right away. He needed to learn a few things so that he could be this. And so if we don't walk in meekness, we're going to short circuit everything God wants to do, and we'll end up really, really hurting ourselves. And we'll be in positions we're not prepared to be in. Even though God wants us there, but we're not the people we should be. You follow this? So we need to trust him in all meekness. Some of you have this as your favorite verse. It's a really good favorite verse. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. You say that with me? Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That's meekness. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. In everything I do, I'm going to acknowledge him. God, is this what you want me to do? Is this where you want me to go? He'll make your path straight. Now, when you look back, it might look squiggly. But make your path straight doesn't mean straight. It means he will direct it and you'll know where you're going. That's the power of meekness, and it looks weak. Don't you know where you're going? Aren't you a self-made person? Don't you? Come on, make a decision. The world wants us to be Saul, where God wants us to be David. And Saul died, and we still sing about King David today. Meekness. You'll inherit the earth. As we linger before the Lord today, let's think some thoughts, kind of piling up now our steps the last 3 weeks. Number one, am I living emptied and broken, mourning for what God wants for me? That mourning is not only for the past, but it's God, it's for the future. God, I want what you want. God, help me to mourn for what you mourn for. Are you there today? If not, let's go back to the beginning. It's okay. Start again. Empty. Number two, do I fixate on my wants, desires, and goals and purposes instead of God's? In other words, is it all about your stuff? Is that where you're headed? This is what I want to do. This is what I want to achieve. This is the money I want to make. That's where I want to go. Really? Is that where you're fixated? Let's not step into trouble. Instead, let's go to number three. Do I recognize God knows more than I do and wants more for me than I do? Even the thing that looks so attractive, God says, if that's his will, then great, you'll go. But if not, he's got something better for you. And number four, do I experience frequent disappointments in life? Have I surrendered all to Jesus today? There's disappointments. Surrender that and let the Holy Spirit give you new direction. If you haven't made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, you can. It's as simple as calling on his name, like Janice and Kia did today. They acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can do that today just by saying, Lord Jesus, I believe in you and I want to follow you. I recognize you as God. And I know you are the way, the truth, and the life. It's as simple as that. If you want to pray that prayer, you can do it in your own heart. Or if you'd like a little help, there's going to be some elders stationed at each side of the sanctuary. You can go to one of them and they'll walk you through. what it means to really surrender your life to Jesus and start living in a way that's so beyond your imagination. For the rest, let's linger before the Lord. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us today to empty ourselves, to yearn, mourn for what you mourn for, and to surrender our strength, our will, our ideas, our goals, everything to you. God, you said the meek will inherit the earth. It's not about getting the earth, but it's about following you. And there is life, and life abundantly. Talk to us now, Lord, as we linger before you in Jesus' name. Praise his name. As we linger, feel free, if you've got to go, to do so in your timing. And that's fine. This is the way we close our services here. So we spend time talking to Jesus about what we just heard. And so feel free to spend as long as you like. And if you've got to go, go in his grace and have a great week. God bless. Thank you.
as you go, will you meet me here again? Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? You've never forsaken us. You're always with us. We can call out to you, Lord, and you will answer. Teach us, God, to hear your voice each day, Lord, so that we can learn to be meek under your control, God. You always have the right plan. You have the right path to follow. And I pray, Lord, that we would. Help us, God, to go from this place, Lord, allowing you to lead. We would follow your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.